Right, folks, welcome. Welcome to show number 51. We're getting into Area 51 now. I got some amazing things going on, and I'm so happy to have, wow, what a guest I have. I mean, Casey Whalen came through like a champ, and I've got Mr. Max Egan with us waiting in the green room. Before I bring him in, let me just go over a little bit of housekeeping. Yeah, show number 51. If you're listening live, welcome. If you're listening on a rebroadcast or somewhere it's been sent, welcome and thank you. And yeah, I mean, what a crazy time. So, I mean, I'm just going to throw a couple things out there, and then Max can come in and introduce himself and go over anything he likes. We'll kind of see how it plays out. I don't script this stuff, but, you know, what's going on with this latest push by the New World Order, you know, ne'er-do-wells and scallywags, is really being countered now on a new level, and it's just so beautiful to see. And, yeah, I mean, you know, being from Australia, that's where Max is from, and then Central America now, and then me being pretty close to Canada, I mean, it's wild around here. And I wonder how much blowback, you know, the military terms there, you know, prepare for. I wonder how much, you know, this mission creep is going to take a couple of steps forward, which is great, but maybe a step back, and hey, let's not get complacent. But yeah, it's just astounding to see what's going on. So I'd like to go ahead now and bring in Max. Max, Mr. Egan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I just have been following fewer and fewer people's work just because, you know, a lot of them kind of go off the beam, or they're, you know, turns out they're really not what I thought they were. But your stuff has been so consistent over the years. You know, you and Benny Wills and, you know, a handful of guys, and I love that. So if you could just take a couple of minutes, we've got about, I guess, 15 minutes, introduce yourself and, you know, suggest where you'd like to go about, you know, what your feelings are on the big picture. I mean, take it away, brother.
Well, I've been doing this for a while, like a lot of other people. I mean, I've been kind of out on the front line speaking on the radio for almost 15 years now. And sort of, I mean, we could see all this happening a long time ago, and everything's been about attempting to prevent this from happening. But, well, now it's happened, so it's kind of in everybody's face, so we're all vindicated. Not that that's any pleasure, being vindicated in this sort of a situation. But it's remarkable to see what's happening, how quick the world has fallen into mass hypnosis, and how big a pushback we're seeing. Like you say, we are seeing an enormous amount of people standing up now, because it's gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. And they've basically red-pilled the entire world, because they've acted so quickly. And I think they've acted a little bit ahead of schedule. I think there was a bunch of extenuating circumstances which caused them to jump the gun a little bit. I mean, we know this was the plan, medical martial law and all the stuff they're doing, contact tracing, a complete AI takeover of our society. But I think they've jumped the gun a little bit, and they've woken an awful lot of people up in the process. So it's kind of beautiful to see the pushback we're having. Unfortunately, much of the damage has already been done. You know, the supply chains have already been broken down. Of course, they're going to blame the truckers in Canada for that, for the breakdown of the supply chain in Canada when they already broke it down. Yeah, and the fact that they were putting so many trucks off the road, like 38,000 trucks off the road, showed they were breaking down the supply chain themselves. Everything that they've done is, has been about breaking down the supply chain and removing the middle class, basically, destroying all personal income, all small businesses, and just eliminating the middle class. That's what a lot of this has been about. So they're going to try to blame the truckers for that. But they've, you know, got all sorts of things up their sleeve. So, and so many people have had this jab now as well, and we're going to see all sorts of adverse reactions coming from that down the track. So we're really moving into uncharted territory right now.
Yeah, it's kind of beautiful, though. I mean, I've been, you know, kind of looking into all this stuff since about 2005, seriously, you know, after 9/11, and some things didn't add up. But I'll tell you what, I didn't see it coming like this. I knew it was right around the corner. I just didn't know how they were going to roll it out. And now that I can see how they rolled it out, it's brilliant. And, you know, I wonder how much of this they plan for, you know, and they rolled it out incrementally, and mission creep is the military term, and it's been a multi-theater simultaneous war, as they've said, and they roll it out, you know, in different ways in different areas, whatever they can get away with. So, you know, I'm just wondering how much they've used the, you know, I guess the Tao of, not the Tao of physics, whatever I'm thinking of, Lao Tzu, the art of war, Sun Tzu, the art of war, you know, how much of this is really, really, you know, almost evilly planned out. And, you know, what, but in any event, you know, it's just so wonderful. And I love to hear your comments on the unanticipated upsides of these. I mean, people are being, you know, put in a position to homeschool their kids and have community dependence on each other. And there's peoplesrights.org where we kind of help each other out. And, I mean, it's kind of like we're getting to a turning point where it's not the end of the world, but it's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine because those people got to go do that, you know, control matrix thing. And we now are being called and empowered and encouraged to go do the, you know, the Central Mexico, North Idaho, whatever, better, build back actually better.
Well, yeah, I mean, in many ways, it's a time of great spiritual awakening. It's a time of, you know, a great opportunity where we can return to some semblance of what it means to be human. And this is something that I don't think they've planned for. I mean, they know there's going to be a certain amount of people that want to do that. But what they're hoping for, I mean, everything they've done, even the way we can see how corrupt our governments are, and we can see how corrupt the media is, how corrupt the police are, how corrupt the whole system is now. But you've got to understand, they want that. They want us to see the corruption laid bare. This is called the externalization of the hierarchy. Yeah. They want us to see it all laid bare. They want us to lose faith in our systems completely and just lose complete faith in the world as we know it, so that then we'll say, well, someone needs to fix it. And then they will come along and give us their fix. We've got to be careful not to slip into that trap and take it as an opportunity for us to fix it. It's we can get back in touch with ourselves, and we can build the future that we want. Don't let them build back better, because it will be better for them, not for us.
Yeah, you know? No, I'm 100%.
But when you really look at it, I mean, there's no other way they could have done this. And when even calling it a genocide, it's not really a genocide. As I've said before, I mean, humanity's reached a point, generally speaking, of enormous spiritual bankruptcy. We really have, as a species. Mm-hmm. We've lost all connection to the divine. Many people are virtually soulless. And when you look at the world, I mean, they've been given every opportunity to wake up to themselves. They've been given every opportunity not to go along with this. Even with the vaccine mandates, they're not compulsory. They're mandates. It's mandated. You don't have to do it. You have a choice. I mean, if you're a religious person, well, Christ gave up his life in order to do the right thing. Are you prepared to give up your job? And to give up, you know, just to give up the programming of your children and bring them home and homeschool. I mean, are you prepared to get back in touch with what it means to be human and start doing things for yourselves? If not, we'll take the jab, you know. So it's kind of a soul purification that's happening. This isn't even a genocide. People are committing suicide because all of the information is out there for them to wake up to themselves, and they don't actually have to do this because they're just mandates. And you know, so they've been given the opportunity. And you know, when you get to a point where the human race is so, generally speaking, spiritually bankrupt, how would you cleanse that in a moral way? You'd get them to do it themselves. And the people that, have no moral capability are going to go out there and take the jab. The people who aren't prepared to walk the path of the warrior, the people who are going to succumb to the mammon and believe that it's all about keeping their job, and their job's going to go by the wayside anyway, yep, because it's destroying the entire system.
Well, this has happened over and over again, hasn't it? I mean, that when there's a downfall of a free country, they have the order followers do it, and then the first thing they do once they've done their job is kill off the order followers. I mean, this is, you know, it's happened over again in cycles. Like, you're great about pointing out. You've enlightened me a huge amount about that. And, you know, after the night of the long knives and Kristallnacht or whatever, then they purge, they get rid of the brown shirts, or in this case now it's the rainbow shirts, or who knows what.
Yeah, the Kevlar shirts. But yeah, I mean, they do. They get rid of all of them. So, I mean, this is a huge opportunity for spiritual awakening, and it's a huge opportunity for a golden age, really. We're on the verge of a golden age if you look at it in the right way. And even with what's happening with the whole AI takeover and everything they're doing, I mean, they're moving us into transhumanism, whether you want to go there or not, sort of thing.
Well, they're moving themselves there. I'm not going.
Well, they're moving everything there. And it's got to the point that you're going to have to completely disconnect from that system altogether. Like, you're going to have to live like the Amish if you want to get through what's coming the next few years.
That sounds pretty good, actually, at this point.
Well, yeah, and the system they're creating, I mean, it's destined to implode because it needs human beings as its food, as its source of energy. Mm-hmm. And the system they're creating is so inhuman that real humans won't be able to survive within that system. You won't have anything left of what it means to be human if you actually get sucked into that system. So no matter how sophisticated they make it, it's destined to bring about its own implosion, because it's going to kill its food source, because humans will not be able to survive within that system.
Well, so, the Matrix analogy is good there. I mean, they're like energy vampires, and you know, they're prepared to have certain losses, and maybe they'll develop it for their own, you know, I guess we're going diametrically opposed and sort of breaking off into different directions. So I think you're right. They're going to run out of any way to be successful. But at the same time, you know, we need to go the opposite direction and do exactly what you're doing and Benny up here has done, and, you know, be not dependent on the grid. Build the sufficiency, because the dependency that they've been fostering builds the control that now they've got to coerce everybody into, oh, just take the jab so I can do all the, you know, Matrix stuff.
Mm. Well, that's how they've done it, by getting people completely dependent upon it. This is something I talked about in my first film back in 2008, The Big Picture, when I said something about this society is it's taken everybody's life skills from them, and everybody's dependent upon supermarkets. They've herded everybody into these population centers, and they've got them dependent upon the system to survive. And, you know, now humanity has become the most expendable thing within the parameters of the system, because the system is all about balancing the economic model. And, you know, we created the economic model apparently to serve us, but it's all been flipped, and now we're the most expendable thing within this society. They'll expel people from their houses or let people go starving if it balances the books, you know?
Yeah. Well, they'd like to do that, the flip it or invert it. I mean, the inversion factor, the satanic inversion, in all the symbology, is just astounding. Once you start to see it, it's like, oh, my God, all that crazy conspiracy theory stuff about inverted crosses and, you know, backward swastikas and, you know,
everything's inverted. Yeah, everything's inverted. And so, you know, they've led people into a point where the society can be culled. I mean, I said back then in 2008, World War III has already started. It's a war being waged by the politicians against the people of the world, and the main tool they're going to use to do it is control of food, starvation.
Bingo.
And yeah, I said back when the Christchurch shooting happened, I said the Christchurch shooting is different to all the other mass shootings we've seen. If you can look at 9/11 as being the beginning of the end game, Christchurch is the beginning of the final move of the end game, and there was so much exposed on that shooter's video of the government hand in it and how the media is lying, and if we don't deal with it, I expect us to be in lockdown within 12 to 18 months, and we went into lockdown exactly 12 months later.
You called it, brother.
So, you know, it's all really predictable what they're doing, but they're getting people to do it to themselves, and it's all a matter of their own personal choice. the whole this
well,
whole
that's,
pandemic.
It has to
I mean,
be,
I've
right?
kind of gone through this, and it's like there hasn't been a pandemic for me. I've never put a mask on. I haven't done any of the stuff they've asked me to do. Gone for no testing. I managed to get out of the country, just slipped through the cracks before all of these new mandates and things came into place. And so, you know, it's all about people's compliance, and that's how we stop it, you know.
Well, that's how vampires operate, right? I mean, you have to be invited in. You know, you have to invite the vampire in. And that's in real life, you know, they project this out, that this is what we're going to do, and they call it, you know, a voluntary, but they're coercing everybody. There's no informed consent. There's disinformed, you know, with the disinformation, coercion. And mass psychosis that's been piled on everybody with, you know, diet, injections, and injunctions, just like, you know, Bertrand Russell said, is how they accomplish it, and the propaganda and the fluoride and the aluminum that they're spraying and all that, and then the misinformation, but they do put it out there, and so if somebody decides they're going to go get the shot, whether it's because they're ignorant, you know, ignorant and ignoring their truth, or, you know, very few of them are nescient, you know, they don't have access to the truth, and that's the bad part, the children. The rest of them, hey, if they've had a couple of shots, they should have known better. They decided they wanted to watch Dancing with the Stars instead of something good. I mean, I don't feel the compassion I do for, like, kids that are, you know, they're after the kids, right?
Oh, they're absolutely after the children. They're the main target in all this. You know, this whole transhumanist reality that they're bringing online. I wouldn't be surprised if they even have a different set of shots for the kids, you know. A lot of it has been about, you know, getting the adults, you know, believing that it's all real, so that they'll, you know, have the confidence to go and inject their children.
Oh, God.
But the children are the main target. I mean, they want to kill off most of the adults. I mean, most of the old people who've apparently died of COVID haven't died of COVID. They've been murdered in nursing homes and murdered in hospitals using midazolam or ventilators or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the children are the real target. They don't really care about the old people and what happens. I mean, you know, society moves so quickly. Generations move so quickly. You know, they've kind of lowered the age of everything. So the people actually think they're adults when they're 18 now, you know, when you're not. I mean, you know, it takes 21 years for your body to even grow. According to the Mayans and native cultures, you don't really become an adult until you're 52. So, you know, get people that are young and uninformed who have no real understanding of life. Yeah, you don't become an adult until you're 52 in Mayan culture, because if you look at their calendars, the Zolkin and the Kin, the two calendars, they kind of overlap, and each day has like 12 or 14 different aspects to each day, and you don't go through, it takes 52 years before the calendars line up again. So it takes 52 years before you've gone through and experienced every type, every aspect of every day of creation.
Wow, so, one cycle, yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off, Max. We're coming up on break here in about a minute. But, yeah, that's another thing I'd like to get into on the other side. We'll have a short segment and then a long segment after that. But, you know, how they've monkeyed with time. They've taken us off natural time. They've taken us away from natural cycles. And they're just monkeying with everything. And it's just, speaking of monkeys, I'd love to get your opinion after this break we're about to take about the 100th monkey phenomenon, where, you know, if there's enough people that wake up or learn, you know, how to eat, how to wash the coconuts, the other islands, all of a sudden the monkeys there know, like, well, we're not that different. We've got that component. So, you know, what's going on in, you know, Afghanistan or Kyrgyzstan, now in Kanukistan, is inspiring, hopefully, Australia. And, I mean, there's like an amazing sort of a dynamic that is starting to unfold that we've kicked off. And I agreed with what you said earlier. They didn't anticipate, I don't think, they're not ready for the amount of blowback on the level they're going to get. You know, they've bitten off a big chunk here, and I don't think they're, you know, prepared for what the mama bears are going to do when they, you know, really get in the fight here. The Joan of Arc factor, the divine inspiration, and, you know, the Hopi elders say it really well, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but say everything that is done now should be done in a sacred manner, and in celebration, for we are the ones that we've been waiting for. And on that note, we're going to go to break. I'll be right back on the other side with Max Egan on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RPN. consider this.
Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour here with Stuart Howe, and I've got Max Egan in the green room. Well, we're talking about some great stuff, and we're going to pick it back up wherever Max wants to. I'd like to meet him. Maybe at some point, we've got a short segment here. We're going from, I guess we're going for about 8-10 minutes, and then we'll come back for a long segment. But in this one, man, you know, the stuff that we were talking about earlier, Max, makes me think of a couple of important things that I've, you know, kind of founded this show on, you know, being inspired by guys like you and Luke and, you know, Mark Passio. The trivium and natural law, I think, is really key, and as I'm sure you'd agree, with the triune modality of body, mind, and spirit, and thoughts, emotions, and actions to create, to co-create reality. And one of the things that these, you know, scallywags and scoundrels, and like the Rockefellers and whoever, they have gotten together and found ways to get us to, you know, be in fear and well, I mean, us in the big picture, because if our thoughts are in wrong, disinformation, thoughts in our emotions or fear, they get everybody thinking stupid stuff that isn't real, you know, and then feeling bad about it and scared and off base. So our thoughts, emotions, then the actions, you know, locking people in the houses, then that creates the kind of world that they thrive in, you know. And I really think it's important to do our own, version of this. Let's turn it back on them. Let's invert the inversion and, you know, have our own predictive programming. You know, we can do things like, you know, look at the new media. You know, we're getting people to see now, instead of all these plandemic, COVID movies that in zombie apocalypse where the people are, you know, forced into FEMA camps or whatever the hell it is. You know, think how great it would be to see, you know, instead of a citizen forfeiture program where they can pull you over and take your money. You know, what about maybe in the future a globalist forfeiture program? We take all their stuff, the castles, and, you know, we've got the FEMA camps built. They can go there, or if the deep underground military bases are real and they run to them like Trudeau apparently just did, you know, we don't have to be violent. We can just lock the door and not let them out.
Yeah, well, that would be good. I mean, they do like to keep people in fear. I mean, the problem is people are lost in their minds. That's what the whole education system is all about. It keeps you lost in your mind, left brain thinking the whole way, which is how they're able to push this into people. People can't very often see things holistically. They don't use their right brain. They can't look at a bigger picture. They overthink things, you know, and it's when they even see this sort of a situation that we're in. So people say, well, if you're going to complain about this system, what's your remedy? You must have a solution. You know, so they expect you to spell out, well, we're going to do this type of money system, we're going to have this sort of government, we're going to do, you know, and it's not about any of that. It's, you know, they are the solution, but they can't see that, you know, because they can't think holistically. They've been taught to think with their mind, be lost in their mind, and think about solutions from the perspective of the system. You know, any solution they think of needs to fit within the parameters of this system, because that's just the way their minds work. You know, that's why they can't see that they are the solution. The solution is to change your perspective of what the world is and what your relationship to government is, what your relationship to life is. That's the solution. You know, get out of your left brain, get out of your mind, because your mind is where the fear comes from, because your fear is based on a completely unrealistic perception of life. You know, people are lost completely in their minds. They're in a state of anxiety for what has happened in their past, or they're in a state of apprehension for what may happen in the future.
Yeah.
Neither of which exist now. Now, right now, where you're sitting, everything's great. There's no problem.
Well, the present moment is not where they want us. They want us in fear of the future or regret of the past. You know, they want us in left brain dominant fear, you know, being the intellect, or right brain dominated, you know, fear of the emotional. So they have traps set for the right brain, you know, malfunctional people that they've made dysfunctional with the fluoride and the programming from the TV and all that. So they, you know, it's really interesting. This is kind of a brilliant evil, and it's like, well, yeah, let's look at what worked for them. And I like what Mark Passio says and what you say about, you know, we have to use both sides and look balancedly and holistically, and that's where the solutions will come from.
Yeah, it is. And the solutions will present. I mean, you are the solution. Everybody is the solution. They are their own solution. Why do people believe they have rulers? Why do you believe anyone can tell you what to do? Why do you believe anyone has control over the vessel that you inhabit? This is the thing. This is the way people just don't think this way anymore, and they need to. And that's what this is an opportunity for. And those who won't think that way, those who are so far gone that they cannot connect to their humanity, well, they'll be convinced to go and commit suicide, which is what's happening.
That is sad. Hey, hang with us, Max. We'll be right back on the other side. White Road Resistance Hour. Max, see you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to show number 51 of the White Rose Resistance Hour. I've got our amazing, wonderful guest, Max Egan, with us, and I've got a call-in here, so please wait in the green room there, Darren, if you're in there. And wow, Max, what can I say? I mean, it's so great to be on this ride with you guys. I mean, to have company like you and Benny Wills and, you know, all the great people that are standing up and building solidarity, Luke Radowski, Casey Whalen, you know, who I can't, you know, ever repay for the amount of help he's given me. So, I mean, what would you like to go into, you know, along with, you know, this idea I really like of, how things go in cycles. You're aware of that, like how the Third Reich molds into the Fourth Reich, and the COVID thing with Fauci then becomes, the AIDS thing with Fauci years ago, then becomes the COVID thing, and we see these new rollouts remarketed and rebranded. So let's talk about moving forward, how we can rebrand some of this stuff and put some stuff out there. I really like the idea of the globalist asset forfeiture program. Let's, make them prove that they didn't earn it all by treason. So there
well,
we go.
I did, yeah. But like I said, it's a huge opportunity for us to put the system that we want in place. I see nothing to fear about the pending collapse of this slavery system, the impending collapse of it. It's good. It's just going to be a painful process. And birthing any new future is always a painful process. Birth is just a painful process. So, it's a huge opportunity for us. They've got a lot of cards up their sleeve yet. They're likely to try any number of things. Like I said, they want to expose the hierarchy. They want us to see the system as being corrupt as it is so they can offer us their solution for it.
Yeah.
So we've got to be careful that we are the ones that create the solution. Like the Hopis say, we are the ones we've been waiting for. And that's what this time is. So, and most of the people are going to be forced into wakefulness, whether they want to or not. Unfortunately, a lot of them are going to die in the process. A lot of people are going to go over the next few years. You're going to see people developing all sorts of illnesses, whatever their pre-morbidity was. You're going to find this injection that they've had has damaged their DNA to the extent that their body isn't repairing itself properly now. So they're going to develop all sorts of completely seemingly unrelated issues.
Yeah, unrelated, right.
And they're never going to trace it back to the vaccine they had in 2021. They develop renal failure or kidney problems or heart problems or liver issues or whatever.
Right. Isn't it interesting all these things they're introducing are force multipliers for the other things they're putting in.
I think it's really important for us to stay strong through this, because when you look at what's in the jabs, the operating systems and stuff they're putting into people, this is going to run its course now. Even if there is a big pushback and a big awakening and all this stuff happening, the supply chain's already broken down. A lot of people have already had the jab, so a lot of people are going to die, and a lot of people are going to fall into this transhumanist nightmare that they're creating. And there's all sorts of ways they can do it, cyber polygon, all of this sort of stuff. So it's up to us to be really strong in our convictions through this and to become very, very self-reliant through the next few years so that you can come out the other side okay,
Yeah, that sounds like a solution right there.
Even with what you were saying before about the 100th monkey thing, is there a chance of that happening? In some ways there is, but when you look at the 100th monkey thing, this is a spontaneous awareness that happens in these species. It's like if you teach one monkey to tie a knot, by the time you've taught 100 monkeys to tie the knot, then every monkey on earth knows how to tie the knot.
Right.
It's a spontaneous consciousness thing that happens. Will the human race ever get to that point? If you look at what they've done to us with the fluoride and the closing of our pineal gland and the dumbing down of us, we don't have access to the tryptophan. The closing of the pineal gland, it's all about stopping the correct level of DMT flowing through your body, because if you have the correct level of DMT flowing in your body, you're able to access the tryptophan in nature, which is literally nature's internet, which is how reality communicates with itself. So it's very doubtful the human race will ever get to that 100th monkey spontaneous awareness.
Well, not event. All of it. That's kind of what I was saying earlier. I was alluding to how we're seeing a split. Like, some people are going in that direction, and God bless them. That's free will, right? I think there's a polarization, and we got to be okay with that. Are we ever going to know all the truth about COVID or 9/11 or the Maine or Operation Gladio? No, or this injection. But the people that just don't want to know, we got to say, God bless you, brother. Go your own way and take what we have now, actionable intel, and just get on with it. So,
we've got to be prepared to leave this system completely behind, brother. And like I said, live like the others. Otherwise, because soon you're going to need a vaccine passport to even log online.
You're
completely dependent upon this AI control grid and all this digital stuff. You're not going to make it through. That's what I've been saying to people for a long time. Throw away your smartphone. You know, get back in touch with what it means to be human. That's the key out of this.
Yeah, well, they just announced, unless you have a facial recognition and bio pass, green pass, whatever, multi-pass, vaccine passport, you're not going to be able to access the IRS and banking database, right? So
My taxes, what a shame.
what a pity, right? Yeah. So, there's workarounds for everything, and I love that. Hey, do you want to take a call-in guest? Do you want to chat with somebody, Max, take a question?
Sure, absolutely, not a problem.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, it looks like we got Darren in the green room. Darren, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
And Max, you're calling in from, is it Michigan?
Illinois,
welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having Max on. Max, it is a joy to get to talk to you, sir. What a pleasure. Hey, I haven't watched your latest video yet. I don't know if you've touched on this subject, but I'm really intrigued with the Russian-Ukraine situation and the the alliance that Russia has formed with China in a military sense. I believe they officially shook hands on that yesterday or the day before, and I'm thinking the grave has already been dug for the United States, and we've served our purpose, and the new paradigm is going to come into place, and I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
That's the plan. That's absolutely the plan, and it's the appearance of Russia forming an alliance with China so they can do that. I mean, this has all been pre-planned. They all work together. It's all one big system. The people who run the United States have completely destroyed the country for this to happen. It's all the one thing. A lot of this is the whole Belt and Road thing, China, One Belt, One Road, which I've been talking about for quite a while, this new trade system they want to roll out around the world. You can't roll this out until they collapse the Western trade system we have, which is why they've broken down the supply chain the way they've done. When Trump closed the borders, when he called that he was going to shut borders because of COVID back in, I think, March 2020, I said, here it is. This is going to break down the supply chain. This is going to introduce One Belt, One Road, the Chinese One Belt, One Road system.
Let me interject. Isn't that kind of what they refer to, and they've used it before, Marxist playbook thing called the Cloward and Piven technique, where they wreck the system to the point where it requires a solution, and then they offer it up. And then, of course, they've got, they've got Kid Rock solution is, Orange Man Good and satanic, imaging all over the rock and roll T-shirts, which, there's nothing wrong with Pirate Black.
It's all one thing. It's all a puppet show. The whole thing's a puppet show. But, that whole Chinese-Russian military alliance, because they got to use Ukraine, poor old Ukraine. They always use Ukraine for this sort of stuff, Ukraine and Kazakhstan. But it's about this Chinese One Belt, One Road trade system. Like I said, they have to break down the Western trade grid in order for people to even accept this. And, they'll be able to come along as the saviors. I mean, they're trying to play Russia and China as the good guys for a while in movies and stuff. And China's been so efficient at quelling the virus because they were so totalitarian with their citizens and all the quarantine centers and all the stuff they did, right. So we can all take a lesson from them, this is what they'll do. They'll present it as something like that. I mean, that's one of their cards. If people push back too much, they can say, war, wag the war dog with Russia and China.
Exactly.
It's all theater. It's the one thing. The same bankers run China as what run the United States, as what run England, as what run the Philippines, as what run everywhere,
And you know what brings to my mind is that if they really were opposition, if Putin really was, an enemy, like and not just like in a World Wrestling Federation kind of theater way, they would have called bullshit on 9/11 years ago.
Oh, yeah. He would have called bullshit on everything years ago. Who's called bullshit on this pandemic?
No one.
Exactly.
No one in corporate.
In the times I've listened to your videos, Max, I appreciate your intellect and your take because it's right on. but I don't know that I'm addicted. I don't know that I'm addicted to doom porn per se, but I am a very avid follower of biblical prophecy, and I think that the demise of the United States is spelled out in my scripture. And I don't know that you've paid any attention to any of the scriptures as such, but...
Well, it kind of is spelled out in scripture. It's spelled out in everything. I mean, it has to happen. It's designed to do that way. The whole purpose of the United States was basically to offer up what looked like freedom to the world, and in doing so, completely destroy their morality and give the excuse for the country to destroy itself, which is what it's doing.
And take over the world with our military and...
That whole Atlantis thing and Lady Liberty, all that esoteric type, the pentagram in D.C. and all this, all this esoteric symbology. That's, I know D.C. is wrought with esoteric symbology, and it's like I say, as though the grave's already been dug for us in the States. But I'm going to let you get back to taking the floor.
I'm going to let you do that too. Thank you for calling in. Daryl.
Well, pleasure to talk to you, Daryl.
Take care. Yeah, I mean they needed to bring it down, right? They needed to bring down the whole thing so they, you know, get the problem, reaction, solution. So bring it down, get the reaction, and have the solution ready. But I don't think that they have as much control as they would like to think. The powers that shouldn't be on. What, you know, we can choose to bring in. I mean, I think, you know, we can choose to do what you're talking about. Live like the Amish, you know, have a breakaway civilization of our own. And I don't think all the military is as much of a percent as they think is going to go along with them. You know, I think a lot of it is bluff, and we've got to start our own version of the predictive programming. We need to take the moral high ground, win the hearts and minds of the people, call BS, and the people that want to come with us, great. The people that want to go and, you know, worship at the altar of the Rockefeller family and the, you know, Bohemian Grove owl, you know, God bless them. But, you know, we're going the other direction. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So kick rocks.
Well, yeah, a lot of it. I mean, even what he was saying about doom porn before, I mean, you've got to be aware of the situation so you can rectify the situation. You've got to be aware of the problem so you can fix the problem. And this is why I try to put a positive slant on everything. I mean, I don't think they're going to succeed in their plans, but they're not going to say that. They're going to let you know that they are all the time.
Yeah, of course.
And it's going to get to the point, like I said, where society is going to split in two. A lot of people are going to succumb to this, but a lot of people are going to make it through. So we've got to, you've got to be prepared for that. You can't think that things are just going to go back to normal.
We don't want normal. We want to build back actually better. And I like that. I mean, it's great. It's like it's got to fall apart before we can rebuild it in our image, in our how we want to be, not theirs.
Yeah. Well, that's important. But, I mean, people looking at it from a biblical thing and saying America's, you know, the grave's already been dug. In many ways, that's why the West was created in the form that it was, you know, just to destroy the morals of people so that people would allow the world to be destroyed the way it is. And they wouldn't fight back. I mean, the complete pussification of men in the West. So there's no warriors left in the West. So there's no one who wants to fight back.
There's a few.
There's a few.
You've been to North Idaho, right?
Generally speaking, you know, generalizing on our society, there's certainly we've certainly lost that spirit in the West, and it's all been intentional. I mean, when you look at, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, if you want to take over a country, educate their children, and that's what's happened to all of Western society. They've gotten in, and over a couple of generations, they've educated knowledge and uprightedness out of people. You know, this righteous morality, they've educated this out of people. And they've created a situation where people just aren't prepared to stand up for themselves. I mean, a lot of people in America will sit there and say, we got our guns if they ever come for us, you know. And their guns just sit there as, you know, fancy decorations on their wall. They never do anything with it. I mean, America was lost long, long ago. And nobody's done anything about it, you know.
In a lot of ways, you're right. You're right. But
Shot JFK, I mean, they just stole the last election, and everyone's just coming. So many people are still saying Donald Trump's the hero. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah. Oh, the Q-tards, yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. No, Donald Trump, they're still calling him President Trump. He's not president anymore.
Well, here's the thing.
He sold the vaccine. He pushed the whole thing, and he played his card perfectly.
Yeah. They circled the wagons around the banks and the vaccines, and, you know, they had him on a leash. They knew it was a Patriot stand-down operation. I mean, it's kind of out of the playbook that they used in Europe during the Second World War. It was Operation Next or something, where they had a, you know, big propaganda campaign about, you know, white hats that are still in power, and it's all going to be fine. Just sit there and wait for someone else to fix it. Yeah,
they did it in Bolshevism as well, in, like, the turn of the century before, back in 1912, you know, Operation Trust.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, Trust. Awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, speaking of crazy, we're going to go for a short break, and we'll be right back to close down the show. God bless you, Max. Love you guys. See you on the other side of the break.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of the new day.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the last short segment here on show number 51 for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. And I've got Max Egan ready to close out the show with me. We've only got, I guess, about 4 minutes left. So let me just thank the people I need to thank. And then I'd love for you to go ahead and let people know how they can see more of your work. And I want to thank Casey Whalen of North Idaho Exposed and point everybody to his work on your YouTube. You know, on BitChute, of course, now all the good stuff seems to be dropping off of YouTube. What a coincidence. Yeah. And let's see, right? And James Corbett, who's still there. I mean, phenomenal stuff with James Corbett. Corbett Report, Mark Passio, amazing site. You know, his One Great Work Network, .org, I believe it is, and also What on Earth is Happening. It's just, there's a lot of great stuff out there. I just can't. Could spend 10 minutes directing people. But Max, thank you so much, brother. You're always welcome up here. You got my number. You can call me. Hopefully I'll see you up here before too long with the group of people we got up here. It's like Owen Benjamin's up the road one direction, and Casey Whalen's down the road, and Benny Wills. It's like a kind of a, you've been up here. So if it doesn't work out for you down there or in Australia, wow, it's been an honor just meeting and talking to you, and I love you. And go ahead and you feel free to close out the show. You'll hear the music come up and let people know any final thoughts or how they can see your work and where it is. And thank you, brother. Love you.
My pleasure to come on, brother. All my work is at thecrowhouse.com. I've been pretty well banned from everywhere else. If you just go to thecrowhouse.com, click the face to enter, you'll find the places where I can still post, like video on BitChute and Odyssey and Gab. Places like that. I've been banned from everywhere else, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, everywhere. All my Patreons have been closed down. My PayPal's been closed down. They shut down my Australian bank accounts.
So how can people send you money? Like in the mail, is there a way that they can send you some gold?
I've opened up a Wise account. If you go to my website and you click donate on the front page, if you've got a Wise account, you can transfer some funds to me that way. Okay. That's the only way I'm actually able to receive any help at the moment.
They've what about Federal Express, some bullion coins?
I mean, you'd have to mail them to me here in Mexico. I don't know how much I'd trust the mail.
Well, the insurance, good point. Never mind. The federal government, they're in on it, right? The
mail, but you'll find everything. You'll find everything about me on thecrowhouse.com anyway. So, just stay. Stay strong and stay focused. Be prepared for what's coming, folks. Stock up with food. There will be light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to be a rough journey. And thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet, Max. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, no attachments. Stay strong. Have fun. Move forward. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. No attachments to the outcome. Duty is mine. Results I leave up to higher power. Thanks, Max. There he goes, everybody. Stay well. Stay strong. Be kind to each other, and we'll see you next week. God willing, and the river don't rise.
The universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.